Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt, our books commentator, hailing from Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, so Sharon comes in from time to time, and we talk about what she's been reading, what has captured her attention, and she is a voracious reader. I think we can say without fear of contradiction on that. And one that you've been reading lately, and I don't know if this is what we would call a bestseller or not, but a book called Under the Wide and Starry Sky by a lady named Nancy Horan. And this is a work of historical fiction.
It is. And it's, I don't know whether it's on the bestseller list because it just has come out recently. Mm-hmm. But Nancy has written, this is her second historical fiction novel. And the first one that she wrote was on the bestseller list and for several months, I think. And it was also, she won an award for it, for the best historical fiction by the Friends Society of Historians. And what she does, she takes well-known figures in the literary or art area, and she does quite a lot of research on them, and then turns the research that she has into a historical fiction, fleshing out their lives. And Under a Wide and Starry Sky is about the life of Robert Louis Stevenson and his wife, his American wife, Fanny Vandegrift Stevenson. And it was a fascinating read because of the information I gathered.
And Robert Louis Stevenson, of course, probably best known for Treasure Island.
Right.
And there's another book called Children's Garden of Verses.
A Child's Garden of Verses,
which is well known to elementary school teachers.
Right.
But Nancy Horan delved into the personal life of Robert Louis Stevenson.
She did, and I had no idea about the agonies of his life, which, for such a lovely writer, he had things going against him from the day he was born. He was always very sickly, usually lungs or pneumonia, things like that. But his father was very overbearing and wanted him, actually insisted that he become an attorney. But Robert Louis Stevenson wanted always to be a writer from the time he was a young man. So he did what his dad wanted him to do. He went to university, got his degree, and then promptly said, I'm not going to be an attorney, I'm going to write. At which point his father pretty much disowned him. And then Robert Louis Stevenson probably committed the mortal sin of marrying an American, which further alienated him from his family, because that was just horrible to do, because he was a well-to-do Englishman. And their life together, his wife was named Fanny Vandegrift, and she met him, and at first she had separated from her husband, who was kind of a philanderer, and she had three young children. And he was not very kind to her, so she left and went to Belgium to help her daughter study art, and she wanted to as well. Well, she met Robert Louis Stevenson there. They really didn't get along until they got to know each other better. And then for the rest of her life, she basically took care of him. He was very, very ill, and he traveled all over the world because he was an adventurer but was never very well, healthy enough to do it by himself. So she tagged along, being basically his nurse at all points. But they had some wonderful adventures together, including in the South Seas and where he ended up writing his Treasure Island. And
we're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. We're right now talking about Under the Wide and Starry Sky by Nancy Horan, historical fiction on the author Robert Louis Stevenson. What did she bring out, or what did she bring to the fictional story that might not have been historical?
Probably their love affair and the little animosities between them that happen in every marriage, but it's usually not written about. But I think she pretty much portrayed everything that she garnered from letters and research that she did, and made them really come to life as a human couple, not this famous writer and his wife, who also was a writer, but not nearly as famous. Mm-hmm. So I think she humanized them within the pages of the historical fiction.
It's an interesting quote from Robert Louis Stevenson. I think we can all appreciate, everybody sooner or later sits down to a banquet of consequences. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the theme of the book. Also.
It is. He chose his life, and then he faced the consequences with his family.
And then her other book is about, it's called Loving Frank, and it's about the great architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right. And she delved into an area that was probably not well publicized. He had one client that he partnered with on many different projects, and it's the story of their relationship and what the ideas and the structures that he had that came out of that.
Hmm. Wonder what she might work on next?
I don't know, but I'm excited to read it.
But the Loving Frank, as you said, that book came out in 2009 and won the James Fenimore Cooper Prize for Best Historical Fiction.
Yes.
So, yeah, all right. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much. I always look forward to
Keep reading and bringing those to us. And Sharon, of course, is our regular books commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.